hairs so stale and yeah.
For some reason the screen here is kind of dark. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
The screen here is dark.
You have to go to properties to brighten it up.
That's all right. That's kind of, we're almost done. Sure, I don't look at it much. And what we could do after we finish, we can go over the charts again, make sure we get it. That way, I don't. When we go back, I'll print the chart, all the charts, and then I'll compare them. But for that one, that electrical, after we print it, maybe you can, you know, see if you want to go fix it. I know you want to add some stuff to it, you know, the
vote?
Not the vote, you know, those support code changes, you know, the numbers. Remember?
I thought we just added it wasn't necessary.
You would start adding it, but
yeah.
It's kind of started.
Got
you, we added somewhere.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah.
So I think we should start moving toward getting back on the table, since it's a little after one. We have all of our staff here. We do. And it looks like we have all of our TAC members here.
Congratulations. Everybody back on time.
Yeah. That's excellent, gentlemen, and women as well.
All right.
Okay. Let's start. So we're on the International Existing Building Code, which is the last tracking chart in the structural column, second to last one, actually. We already did the admin under, it says IEBC, and then it says structural under structural. Everybody have the document ready? And it starts with EB 1015. These are our overlapping provisions. Any TAC, any member of the public? And then is there any action? No action. EB 1-16, analysis, no action. Is there any TAC? Any member of the public? Going back to the TAC, no action. EB 1216, any TAC? Any member of the public? Seeing none, back to the TAC, no action. EB 1316, any TAC? Any member of the public? Any public comment? Back to the TAC, no action. EB 1416, TAC? Members of the public, back to the TAC, no action. EB 1516, analysis, no action is needed for 1103.4. Any TAC action? Any member of the public? Coming back to the TAC, no action. EB 1716, TAC. Members of the public, any public comment, which I already asked for, and then back to the TAC, no action. EB 1816, TAC, members of the public, back to the TAC, any action, no action. EB 1915, TAC, members of the public. Back to the TAC, no action. EB 2016, TAC, members of the public, back to the TAC, no action. EB 2116, no actions needed, analysis, but TAC, members of the public, back to the TAC, no action. EB 2216, analysis, no action needed, TAC, members of the public, back to the TAC, no action. EB 2316, again, no action, analysis, TAC, members of the public, back to the TAC, no action. EB 2616, again, seismic, no action, analysis, TAC, members of the public, back to the TAC, no action. EB 2716, same thing, analysis, no action, TAC, members of the public, back to the TAC, no action. EB 2816, analysis, no action, TAC, members of the public, back to the TAC, no action. EB 2916, analysis, no action, seismic, TAC, members of the public, back to the TAC, no action. EB 3116, TAC, members of the public.
Eric Stafford representing IBHS. Encourage your support on this one. It reconciles a difference between the work area method and the prescriptive method and essentially makes them the same.
Could you identify which criteria, please, sir?
F.
Is Doug here?
He looks around and catches back to make sure he's... Does anybody else wish to speak in favor? Does anybody wish to speak in opposition? Eric, would you like to rebut yourself? No, this guy. Okay, let's come back. It's 3116. Yeah, 3116. All right, so we've heard from the public. We're back at the TAC. Is there any action?
Chang, move to approve. F.
Jock, second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing no discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? It's unanimous. EB 316, analysis, no action needed. TAC, members of the public. Back to the TAC, no action. EB 3316, analysis, no action. TAC, members of the public. Back to the TAC, no action. EB 3616, TAC, members of the public. Back to the TAC, no action. EB 3816, TAC. Okay, members of the, this is one that's been identified as seismic, no action needed. Then going to the public.
Yeah, Eric Stafford representing IBHS. Recommend you approve this one because it clarifies that this particular section applies to seismic and not to all conditions. So it has to do with seismic, but it makes it clear that it applies to seismic. So we'd recommend you support this one. Base that on F as well.
All right.
Any other public comment? Any TAC action?
Chang, move to approve F.
Chalk, second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous, 10 to 0. EB 415, analysis overlapping provisions. TAC.
F, yeah.
Members of the public. Back to the TAC. No action. EB 416, analysis, no action. TAC. Members of the public. Back to the TAC. No action. EB 4216, TAC. Members of the public. Back to the TAC. No action. EB 4316, analysis is no action needed for both sections. For 606. TAC, members of the public, back to the TAC, no action. EB 4416, TAC, members of the public, back to the TAC, no action. EB 4816, TAC, members of the public, back to the TAC, no action. EB 4916, TAC, members of the public, back to the TAC, no action. EB 5016, analysis, no action is for needed for several of the sections. TAC, members of the public, back to the TAC, no action. EB 5116, TAC, members of the public, back to the TAC, no action. EB 5215, TAC, members of the public, back to the TAC, no action. EB 5216, analysis, no action needed. TAC, members of the public, back to the TAC, no action. EB 5316, TAC, members of the public, back to the TAC, no action. EB 5816, analysis, no action. TAC, members of the public, back to the TAC, no action. EB 6016, analysis, no action. TAC, members of the public, back to the TAC, no action. EB 6116, analysis, no action. TAC, members of the public, back to the TAC, no action. EB 615, TAC,
yep.
Members of the public.
This is a flood provision, need to be taken up.
Okay, I didn't see it on the side. So this is, Mo's saying this is a flood one, so we should include it. And that's EB 615, right?
Yes, sir.
All right.
This is a new definition of provisions?
This is for...
It's a substantial structure.
Refer only to the work area method for alteration in flood hazard area. So it's address the flood hazard area.
615?
15. All right. Does any commissioner, any TAC member intend to recommend approving this?
I'll move approval based on legislative requirement.
Would that be B and C, for instance?
Yes.
Okay. Any member of the public wish to comment? Coming back to the TAC, looking for a formal motion?
No. Sorry.
It's all right.
Again, I'll move approval.
It's off now. You have to. Yours stays on.
I'll move approval based on legislative requirements for B and C.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing no discussion, all in favor say aye. Any opposed? It's unanimous on a 10-0 vote. Excuse me. Next is EB 616, TAC. Members of the public, back to the TAC. No action. EB 6815, Part 1, TAC. Members of the public, back to the TAC. No action. EB 6815, Part 2. TAC, members of the public, back to the TAC, no action. EB 716, TAC.
Jeff, this is also a flood.
Okay.
Should go back to 7-16, what's the one?
Yeah, what about EB 6815 Part 2? But I was used to having the stuff in the right column. So
I know, but this really kind of... What are you talking about, Part 2? Part 2? 68-15 Part 2?
It's Part 1
in them. Yeah, 6815 has two parts, and both of them mention flooding. Is that relevant or not?
I'm sorry, what's the...
Let's start with 6815 Part 1.
No, going back. Go back.
Go back to 6815 Part 1.
Okay. Part 1?
It only mentions FEMA. I'm not saying that. I don't know that. I'm just saying what it says here is that it's based on the only. It just talks about using FEMA as a costing thing. It doesn't.
Yeah, it has nothing to do. No, it has nothing to do with
that. That's kind of what I thought.
Storm shutters and
stuff. Okay, and that would be the same for the next one too.
Yeah, there is I'll let you number 716, and also so.
Okay, so we're on EB 716. So Mo, that one is something.
Yes, flood. Yeah.
Okay.
6815.
We're on 716. Yeah, I'm going to see. Yeah, I'm going to ask first if anybody from the public, if a TAC member intends to make approval for this one. All right. Public on EB 716.
Yeah, Eric Stafford representing IBHS. Support this one. It is related to flood. But also corrects an inconsistency between some of the mitigation provisions in the existing building code, and this would close that loophole and clarify the structural requirements, structural addition, structural, the roofing mitigation stuff. Those all will apply regardless.
And the criteria you would use is?
I would use A on that one.
Okay. All right. Any other public comment? Coming back to the TAC. Any action?
I'll move it based on legislative mandate, and I'd also add B and C, I think, to it as well.
So you're saying A, B, and C?
Yeah.
Okay. Commissioner Schock has made a motion to approve on the A, B, C. We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing no discussion, if you're in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. EB 815, no action is the analysis. TAC. Members of the public, back to TAC, no action. EB 816, these are seismic as well, apparently. Let me see here.
Yes.
Broke off. Oh, no action. Okay. EB 816, Analysis, no action. TAC, members of the public. Back to the TAC, no action. EB 916, analysis, no action. TAC, members of the public.
That's it.
Back to the TAC, no action. That concludes that. All of our amendments. We have two very brief things to do here, procedurally, more or less. One is, as most of you have probably seen multiple times, but and has been approved by most all the TACs, is to accept the research project titled Webinar Workshops and Evaluation of the Cost Impact Prescriptive Changes. Unless there's any questions or comments, is there a motion to accept the report?
Leverage, motion to accept.
A motion and second. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. The next is to accept the research project titled Evaluation of the Cost, Impact, and Benefit of the 2018 ICO Changes Prescriptive. Any questions or comments? If not, is there a motion to accept the report?
I
have a motion and a second. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Is there any general public comment?
Yeah, I would like to make a comment. I guess it's more a question. Mo, the update of all the work that we're doing this week and next week, for that matter, are you going to update this matrix and worksheets to have the latest actions on it?
What we're going to have is normally when we...
Mo, can you use the mic?
After we finish all this, there's the tracking charts, meaning that without the monographs, we will revise the tracking charts. Will give you the action, what is really has been recommended, and we published all the tracking charts on our website.
So, and Mo, we got that set for the first week of July or the second week.
I think they'll go up. Yeah, it's within a week. As soon as we go back, very quickly, because we're doing it as we speak, so we should be able to within a week to have it already.
Yeah, I want to try to make sure I get it to our code development committee.
Yes, we'll have it within a week. I would say we'll be back. By the end of June, the last week of June, we'll have it on there.
Any other comments from TAC or public?
Yes, Jeff. Can staff give us a timeline here, approximately when we're going to have to come back for the regular amendment?
Yeah, here's
process.
Yeah, let me give you a run.
On the matrix.
No, and this is the work plan mainly. We are now under as you see that where TAC reviewed the 2018 changes to the I-code, June 7 to the 22nd.
I'm trying to get back where he is.
Oh, okay.
I lost him. So we're at the top. Yeah, we're right there.
Yeah. The next step, mainly, as it says, the staff will post the TAC recommendation online July 7th. But I'm hoping we have them by the end of June. I think we should be okay there. Then July 29, 2030, the residential construction cost impact work group will meet to review those only the residential code changes and point out to the commission which code change is impactful, meaning has additional cost of construction. The meeting will be in Orlando Marriott Lake Mary. And then after that, October 8th, and 9, I believe.
Yep.
The commission will take up the TAC recommendations on the 2018 changes to the I code. And then staff will publish or post commission action on the TAC recommendation November 1st, 2018. Then November 2nd, 2018 to December 15, we'll open the cycle, the code change cycle for the triennial, where interested group, then you'll have an opportunity to submit code changes to the 2017 Florida Building Code, and changes to, you know, whatever the commission have done with regard to the 2018 code changes. And then proposed amendment received by the staff. Then we'll post those code changes on the website, and then we subject them to, for the first 45-day comment period, the TAC would consider the proposed code changes in March, March 18 and 21st. And then the TAC recommendation will be posted on the website on April 12, and then we will do the second 45-day review period, and then the staff will post the comments from the 45-day, the second 45-day comment period, and then the TAC would meet again to address the comments in July 8 and 12. And then the residential construction cost impact work group will meet August 1st to address those code changes that is really residential, has to do with the Florida residential code. And then the commission will meet August 12th and 13th to take up the proposed code changes from the triannual. And then we work with ICC to put together the integrated code. I'm hoping to have the first workshop on the code February 4th, 2020, and then hoping that we adopt the code and have it go into effect 12/31st, 2020. So we're busy 3 years now. That's kind of...
All right.
Yes, it's on the website? Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, just look for those documents. They're all there. Any other comments before we adjourn? All right.
And then in July 8 to 12.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? Mr. Chairman, would you adjourn us, please?
No other comments or questions. Any comments or questions from the public? Nothing. We'll stand adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for taking your